Hello, Brett Mack.
G'day, Paul.
How you going?
I'm good, thank you, my friend. You well?
I'm very, very well. Good. We'll get to the reason I'm having a little laugh in a moment. Mm. But I want to bring up a couple of things. We were talking about our favourite set of traffic lights on Gillies Street yesterday.
Yeah.
Still haven't confirmed whether PTV are behind the fact that they've not been switched on because they refused to pay for them being synced up. But
because you got some mail along that line.
I did, yes.
You?
I got some mail yesterday along those lines. So we're still trying to track down an answer to that. But speaking of syncing up, about a fortnight ago at the showgrounds, the intersection of Creswick Road and Howard Street was resurfaced.
Okay.
And a lot of it was done as night works.
Good idea.
Now, the lights haven't been reset, so they're going through every single signalling...
What, motion?
Motion, if you like, or sequence is a better word, in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, even if there's...
even if there's no traffic around. So I come through these lights every single morning. Yeah. So because they haven't been reset, they start at the green arrows going one way, then they go to the other way and they let those green arrows go, and then they get the actual green lights for the through traffic to go, and then they come on to...
That's annoying. So the sensors sensors aren't working.
The sensors aren't working at all.
Okay.
So normally what happens in the wee hours at that particular intersection, they're green for Creswick Road traffic.
Yeah.
Which is the main thoroughfare,
that makes
I guess.
Sense.
And if someone from Howard Street travelling either side in Howard Street comes to the lights, they instantaneously change.
Yep.
But
as it should be.
As it should be, yes. But so if someone could reset those, that'd be absolutely fantastic. And it would save us fines if we get caught by the police running red lights. Good morning, PT. This from David. I voted yesterday at the showground site, and a note to all that not all parties are represented by someone handing out flyers.
Okay.
But that's a good thing. We're saving trees.
Yep.
One could, and in brackets, falsely be inadvertently deceived into thinking there's only three parties to choose from. Voters, if you are serious about voting, please be diligent and remember a donkey vote may end up with a donkey in charge. Cheers from Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
He makes a good point.
He does.